Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. Jared is drinking his big ol' hydro jug. We are hydrated. We're ready to go, except for the three of us have not left our own apartments today, so we're feeling restless.
Way restless, looking for some stimulus.
Like, I feel some, it's like 2020 vibes in here right now.
I know. I have like PTSD from just like not being able to go outside at all.
I took out the trash, but like that wasn't enough.
That doesn't count.
No.
And you said you haven't, barely something. And you said you haven't even talked to anybody today, Alexis. So welcome to your first word of the day.
Not on the phone. Well, early this morning when I first woke up, I didn't wake up by myself. So that, I was like, hey, how are you?
Dude.
To Matt. But other than that.
Jared, you are a morning person, aren't you, Alexis, when you wake up? Didn't you tell me how you annoy Matt in the morning because you're so chipper?
Yes. And like ask a ton of questions and like, what are you doing today? Here's my list. Like, do you want me to go to Starbucks for you? Do you want any breakfast? I made you a bagel. It's like
you
a lot.
Are me. I'm
yeah,
the same way.
I'm like, I'm pretty cheerful.
Oh my God. I like every morning when I wake up, I pray. I'm like, Jared, don't wake up. Jared, don't wake up. Cause like my morning time between me waking up and me going to the bathroom and showering, like that is my 100% me time. I don't want to talk. I definitely am addicted to coffee. So I need to have my coffee work. I am in such a grumpy mood. And when Jared wakes up in the morning, he's like awake and he's like, good morning. And then if I don't like, good morning back, he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm just waking up.
I'm just tired.
I'm just like, get up. Come on. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What do we want to do first? What are we doing?
Little golden retriever, man.
Yeah. Oh,
and he just wants to talk. He wants to gab in the morning. And it's just not for me. It's not. Once I have my coffee, I can have a little gab.
It also depends on what I did the night before.
Yes. Wait.
That'll also determine. Last night, I got a full night's sleep. I got a ton of sleep. When I had a ton of energy and I just did tons of work. But then I was like, I haven't eaten or gotten up today. My back hurts from staying in this position.
Sometimes do you do that thing like where you get into that like flow state and then you forget to do everything else like to survive?
Yeah, I do. Eating, but then drinking, I write down everything I need to do, like eat lunch next time you see this.
Wow. That's
so crazy. I literally every waking moment of my day is thinking about what I'm going to eat, what it's going to be like, how I'm going to feel when I'm doing it. Like that is on the top of my mind always.
No way.
I miss that in lunch. Like, I'm really hungry for breakfast. And lunchtime, I'm like, I skip it. It's like 5 suddenly. And I was like, what's happened?
Then you can have yourself a nice, nice dinner after we're done.
That's right.
Do we want to get into the dark day?
I think we should.
Speaking of dinner.
And speaking of just this episode, I was slammed with work today and we were on a deadline. Like, we really wanted to get this episode recorded. And my sweet Jared did all the research for this Killing Time.
Hey, Jared.
Don't know what I'm doing. Just trying to hang on, you know?
And he would come in. I was filming a bunch of stuff for like social posts, right? So I'm like, literally, I have the camera on me. The TikTok is going. And every 5 minutes, Jared is like opening the door. He's like, okay, so what do you think about this? Like, is this okay? Like, I had to like guide him through the process. But it was really sweet. And I think you did a good job, Jared.
Hey, thanks. You know, Like all great things, it sort of writes itself, you know?
It really does. Right, I think that, like, you've done enough killing times with us that you kind of realize you're like, it's all an art. And once you kind of see these little nuggets of goodness on the internet, you're like, ah, here's my starting point. Like, this is a great seed to blossom into a beautiful Killing Time episode.
Definitely. Yes.
And definitely. Not only has he recorded a few with us, but he's edited every single one.
Yes.
I've heard, literally, big fan.
Big fan.
Long-time listener, first-time like, researcher.
What is there like a band or something that like a super fan ended up joining or something like that?
Yeah, Journey.
He was a super fan.
Oh, right. I love that
Dude,
story.
The lead singer of Journey, I'm pretty sure they found the guy doing like karaoke or something. Like he like... Basically, he sounds just like the OG singer.
Yeah, his voice is like incredible.
It's pretty damn funny. So I guess...
you're the new singer of Journey for the First Degree. So
we are Journey,
yeah.
It also happens in that Mark Wahlberg movie, Rockstar.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how he ends up in the band. He's like front row singing, and then they like pull him up on stage, and he like shows up the lead singer of the band, who was Stephen Jenkins in the movie from Third Eye Blind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Anyways, so the dark day today, there wasn't an actual dark day happening on the day, but Jared did find that it is National Hamburger Day. And then he did a little deep dive.
Hold on. It's one of three National Hamburger. There's three different National Hamburger Days, but this is one of them.
There should be 30.
There should be way more. Yeah.
There should be one a day because you should be indulging in a nice, delicious hamburger at least once a month.
Honestly, all the national days should revolve around food, other than the important ones dedicated to people that already exist.
Definitely.
You know, and groups of people and honoring groups and people.
Yes.
But the rest, the novelty days should all be food related.
Because we can all enjoy them together. You know, we can't all find an ostrich for National Ostrich Day, but we can all find a hamburger.
True.
That's correct, Jack.
Thank you. Okay, so it is National Hamburger Day, and Jared found out that there is a serial killer out there named Joe Metheny, who turned people into burgers and served to customers via a roadside barbecue stand. Have you ever heard of this guy before?
I haven't.
I had not, and I had to like triple check to make sure it was legit, and there are multiple sources that have covered it, so... This guy's for real.
Honestly, it's even more... I mean, all serial killers are the things of nightmares. They're the worst people in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this person, to then also take down the cheeseburger in the process, it's just blasphemous.
Yeah. So police only connected him to three murders, but he claimed to have slaughtered a total of 13 victims. And it all started... when his girlfriend moved out and he was like trying to find his girlfriend. So he went over to a bridge where she used to buy drugs.
And she was hiding at a hamburger place?
No. She used to buy drugs. So he went to go find out, like he went to the place that she would buy drugs, and he ended up killing two homeless people under the bridge, and he dumped their bodies. They found them immediately, but there wasn't enough, evidence to really convict him. So then he ended up killing two sex workers, bringing their bodies back to his house, and then he ended up dismembering them, mixing some of their remains with beef and pork, forming it into patties, and then sold those patties out of a small barbecue stand that he opened up on the side of the road. So a jury ended up finding him guilty and sentenced him to death, which is, I mean, that is one of the craziest stories that I have heard, and absolutely disgusting.
What could possibly be the driving force behind wanting to do something like that?
It's pretty crazy because the first time that he actually documented like that he killed people, he reportedly dumped them in the river and they never found the bodies. So it's weird that the next time he decided to kill people,
He was like, you know what? I got to be more secretive. Like,
I need a different way to do it. And then came up with the most insane way I've ever heard of someone disposing of a body.
Yeah.
But also doesn't even solve his whole problem because not everything can go in a burger patty. So I'm sure there is a more practical, less deranged, less sad way. Honestly, killing people is not necessary. He didn't need to do any of this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It didn't solve his problem of finding his girlfriend at all either. So,
because she got wise. She saw his obsession with hamburgers and was like, I'm out of here.
She's like, get me out of here. Something's weird with this guy. And something sure was weird with him. So that is our dark day today. And we're going to dive into some other less dark, but still as bizarre fast food related crimes when we come back for True Crime Rewind. But until then, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. You guys know the drill. We bring something to the stand. We're either prosecuting it or defending it. We have a conversation. We have a debate. We bring it to Instagram. You vote on it. And that's the gist. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Sorry, Jared.
Go ahead.
Actually, you can go first. You came up with a good day.
You go.
Okay. I'm putting on the stand a hamburger. Because.
Just a hamburger.
Burger without cheese is inedible.
Oh, yes.
I don't think you can, like, I've had burgers delivered before that I've ordered and suddenly there's accidentally not cheese on it. I'm like, this is not worth eating. Like,
yeah.
And I know that sounds, I know how lucky I am to have food all the time. This is just a preference thing with burgers. I'm not trying to sound stuck up. I'm just saying, like, I don't. That's not what I'm craving. I was craving the cheese melted on a burger.
Yeah.
You know, and if I was hungry enough, I guess I'd figure it out. But anyways, I'm just putting on the stand hamburger.
Hamburger. I completely agree. I think the hamburger is really just a vessel for cheese. Many things in life are a vessel for cheese. Same thing as one of my favorite foods of all time, a turkey sandwich. Extra cheese, because that's the reason why I'm eating it. For the cheese and mayo, not for the turkey.
We always get extra cheese on our burgers, too.
Yeah.
When, like, one of us always chimes in and says extra cheese, because we always share them. We never eat a whole one.
We've finally, like, perfected our Jersey Mike's ordering system, like, because Jack always comes with me. We do Jersey Mike's at least, like, what, like, probably once a week.
At least once a week.
And so what's really funny is there's this gal that works at the one by us, and, like, we're both intimidated by her because Jack's order is, like, pretty specific, and she's like afraid to ask her for like the extra cheese and stuff.
Oh my god, no, I'm terrified. I'm like, she scares me more than most,
like,
people.
We were in there last night and Jack was like apologizing for asking. She was like, can I get extra more, can I get a couple more pickles? I'm so sorry.
Honestly, Jack, I've never seen you to do that. You're usually pretty confident when you ask for your insane shit.
No,
like,
no.
She does it with drinks. Like, this is Jack's jam.
No,
she tailors stuff to her palate.
Well, I know how intimidating she is. And, like, I go up, like, we enter the Jersey Mike's and we're like crossing our fingers. We're like, I hope we get the employee that we like.
And I'm like, okay, I'll do the talking. And then and then we're like, I don't know, a minute into it, I'm starting to sweat and she's like super intense.
I know.
Wait, what are you afraid she's going to do exactly? Like, let's get to the rational part of your fear here. Like, what
be mad
is the
at
fear?
Me. I think, but she's going to get mad at me.
Yeah, she's probably mad at everybody if she's scary.
Yeah.
She's already mad at you because you're in there.
I know. So. I should just ask what I want, I guess.
Yeah, but
I'm just asking the normal thing. I'm
but
just
if she
like,
smells
can I have pickles,
your fear,
please?
If she smells your fear, it's over. You can't do what you're doing right now.
I know, I'm sweating thinking about it.
I've never seen you like this.
Mad.
I've never seen you like this. You need to buck up.
I know.
It's like, as a couple, we just crumble in there. It's crazy.
I only
she
got
has
like
some power over you two.
Yeah.
I had like two shreds of lettuce on my sandwich because I was too nervous. Because, like, you know, I literally think at Jersey Mike's they teach them exactly how much lettuce to pick up because I see them doing they all do it the same.
Like a little claw from a
like
vending
a claw.
Machine.
It's like it's the same like hand scoop as every Jersey Mike's. They're all the same except for this one. And I'm like, can I have a little bit more lettuce? I'm so sorry. Like I have to like be on my knees apologizing.
Maybe you should just hold up a few dollars in your ass so that they know you're willing to pay extra. I bet you she'll love that.
I always do tip. I tip at Jersey Mike's 20% of
sandwich bribe.
I would hate that if someone did that to me. I'd be like, you think I want your dollar? Like, yeah, dangling.
You little fucker. Okay. Yeah, well, don't that do was that. A huge aside, but I think I need cheese on everything. I want to put cheese that where cheese doesn't belong.
Yeah. You know? Hamburger, guilty.
That's a classic. That's,
my mom eats hamburgers. She eats non-cheesed hamburgers. That's and it really wild. Throws me off because I'm like, what's the point?
But for some people, cheese is real. It's a dangerous, it's a gamble when they eat cheese. So, you know.
But everyone I know, it hurts their stomach, but they love it and eat it anyway.
It's worth yep. it. It's it worth it. Any type
no
of stomach
pain,
ache.
No gain.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to go next. I'm putting on the stand. I don't know if we've talked about it. I don't think it's been on the stand. We might have talked about it before, but In-N-Out French fries. And I'm putting them on the stand for literally the same reason that Alexis puts a hamburger on the stand. Because they are not good. In-N-Out fries are very mediocre. And the only way that they can truly be enjoyed is animal style. And for anybody that hasn't had In-N-Out before, that means they're slathered in cheese and Thousand Island sauce
and caramelized onions. Yeah.
And it is delicious that way, but then they're always cold for some reason. So I always got to reheat them up. But I cannot eat an In-N-Out fry plain, but Jared can. And I'm always thrown off by that.
Well, there's a reason. There's a reason the In-N-Out fries aren't as good. And it's because they're fresh.
Yes.
And they're not like drenched frozen. In cancer-causing carcinogenic oil like McDonald's is. And like, McDonald's fries have like an amazing crispy crunch, but they're still soft. Like they're like toasted. Mm. It's amazing. And In-N-Out doesn't have that, but they're also making it. You see them chopping the potatoes in there. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I appreciate
but I agree.
The
I'd still rather eat a McDonald's fry because I'll have salad. Like yeah. If I'm not going to eat my favorite fry, I'll just eat healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I want a fresh ingredient, yeah, I'm probably eating a healthy thing like a salad.
Yeah. I don't need like a healthy French fry. That's not going to do what I need it to do.
No,
I think it's all about timing.
Yeah, it's all timing.
Out. It's definitely timing because, like, if you don't eat In-N-Out, like, eat the burger and the fry, like, you have to eat it pretty much right away because first off, I don't know how this works, but In-N-Out gets cold faster than any other meal I've ever.
So
by the
fast.
Time we get
the
home,
freshness.
It's like a mile and a half out. Like, it's not that far from us. And by the time I get home, every time we always have to throw it in the microwave. So
that's why they want you to eat it in the car.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They do. That's such a guilting question, by the way, where they're like, are you going to take this home or are you going to eat it in your car?
Do they ever ask you that when you've ordered like 10 burgers for people and you're like, yeah, I'm going to eat these 10 burgers alone in my car?
It's better than like when you get like food delivered for yourself and it's just for you, but you decided that you like wanted to be indulgent and then they give you like four different utensil sets.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of that.
Yeah. I'm like, I only need this one pair of chopsticks, but thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for making me feel like shit. All right. Well, I say they're guilty.
Guilty.
I say guilty. Yeah.
All right, Jared.
Okay, mine, this is a very passionate topic for me. I'm putting on the stand an all-day breakfast because...
Defending or prosecuting?
I'm defending.
He loves a breakfast.
Mm.
I love breakfast, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I'll eat it at any point in the day. And McDonald's wised up to this not too long ago, and they started to have their all-day breakfast menu, and it's awesome. But then they started to take parts of it away and it really bummed me out.
What went away?
There's like, I've been to a couple of McDonald's somewhat recently where you couldn't get like, I think they all do the McMuffin all day, but there's certain things on there that you just can't order like past 10:30.
Like
and I think
a
that's
McGriddle?
A big problem. McGriddle, I think, goes away at certain locations. There's just things, certain things that we all have grown to love in our breakfast, myself included, that you can't get access to all day. You have to be very punctual in when you show up to get your breakfast items.
I don't like McDonald's breakfast.
Okay. That's fine.
There was this TikTok that I saw the other day about this girl that was having a really bad day. And she's like, I just got some McDonald's before I went to work to kind of like brighten up my day. And she's like, and I went to open up my burger. She's like, and there wasn't a patty on my burger. Like, it was just bun and ketchup and like a pickle. She's like,
so is it for breakfast or what? She got a Big Mac for breakfast.
I don't know what time she started work, but she got a regular burger. And then she's like, okay, well, it's fine. I'm not going to eat my burger. So I'm just going to eat my chicken nuggets instead. And she's like, and I went to go open up my chicken nuggets. And it was just an egg, like a fried egg, just in the chicken.
What happened?
And she like started crying. She's like, I was in such a bad mood. And I just wanted to do this nice thing for myself. And they gave her 2 pieces of bun and then an egg, a separate egg.
But who orders? That's someone's order. Who ordered just the egg? But also, like, if there's no patty, you're not vegan if you're eating a lone egg. So, like, what is this order?
I don't know.
I feel like she could have taken, it's like a deconstructed breakfast sandwich, right? You could have just put all of those things that she got together.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to make something, but it was so funny. This poor girl was like so hurt. She was just so down in the dumps. I could go here or there with an all-day breakfast. I don't really need breakfast from a fast food place. I go there for the nugs, and I go.
Is it just fast food or like any restaurant? I like a breakfast all day. I'll go with not guilty. That's fine.
All right. I appreciate
not guilty too. I'd like more options.
Yeah, more like I want every menu to be like a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Pangea, baby.
The best.
I know.
All right. Well, all day breakfast. Not guilty.
Not guilty. All right. Well, when we come back, it is time for some true crime rewind.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so for True Crime Rewind today, I thought because the dark day was really fucking dark, I was like, let's bring the vibe a little bit lighter. We're just going to dive into some very bizarre crimes and just situations that have happened at fast food establishments. So the first one that I'm going to start with is in 2013, a man was arrested at an Arby's after he took off his clothes, defecated on the ground, and then proceeded to smear it across his body. When the police arrived, the man allegedly said, "Bitch, I got shit on me. You're not going to put me in your patrol car."
This is a terrible story. Like, you're doing this to troll me, and it's fine. But what a disgusting story.
It's very giving Florida. Okay, next story that is not going to be triggering for Alexis. While waiting for her food, a 39-year-old woman saw a pair of teen girls received what she thought to be a free can of soda, and she flew into a jealous rage. She dragged the girls to the floor and pulled out clumps of these girls' hair. I cannot believe this.
What is wrong with people?
It was later revealed that the girls had already paid for the soda and were just picking it up. So this woman, and she was 39-year-old, that's around our age.
She's mad at someone else. Like, this
is unrelated.
The punishment does not match the crime.
No.
No, she's having one of those days. Although, do you guys ever do that? Well, I haven't done this in a long time, but there are fountain drink, like,
loopholes?
People who just, there's loopholes, right? Like,
I'll take a little. I'll take a fountain drink loophole.
That's why all water cups are clear now, right? Like, because so they want to know. They're watching you. They want to make sure that you're getting that water in that water cup. So,
but how illegal did it feel when you were a kid and you did that? Like, you'd get the water cup in your Happy Meal and you're like, I'm going to put Sprite in it.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to know.
You know what you can't hide in a water cup? Baja Blast. You can spot that from a mile away.
What color is Baja Blast?
Radioactive, blue, like teal, turquoise. Blue. Ew. Oh, it's so good. Oh,
my mom didn't let me eat anything fun.
That's so boring.
You're like, I'm talking about now, Alexis. I drink that now.
Yeah, he does.
I would. That's like the only soda that I'll get is if I'm at Taco Bell, I'll get a Baja Blast.
Look at you, Jared. Such a child inside.
Okay, so the next one is in Jensen Beach, Florida. A thief was found breaking into a Wendy's location, multiple Wendy's locations, where he proceeded to prepare himself a meal before stealing the safe in the Wendy's. He was dubbed the Hamburglar by local police, a reference to, obviously, the Hamburglar, and he was eventually caught and charged with breaking and entering, grand theft, and more. I would love to know what the more is, but this... It reminds me of a few serial killers that would go and prepare themselves meals after they would murder victims or in the midst of something. Like, they would just get hungry, which is pretty crazy.
I mean, it feels meticulous and, like, calculated, right? Like, he's got this, like, it's part of his, like, routine as he goes in there and he, like, I don't know. You know, there's sort of, like, that MO. And he's, like, in there, like, making his food and he's thinking about how he's about to make off with the safe. I don't know. He's got a routine.
Yeah. I think it's very bingy. I think it's very like he was excited about what he was going to do all day. Like, we talked about this with the Golden State Killer because that's what he would do. He would eat and stuff while people were tied up and like after he, you know, would assault somebody. So my theory was that he was anxious and excited about what he was going to do all day. And the second he did it, it was such like a release that he was like starving and he became this like hedonistic. Ravenous. Like, I just pillaged and now I'm going to like... King, oh like fucking King Kong, your kitchen. Ew. And like eat all your peanut butter. I think it was just like he pillaged. That's what he was doing. And it was like related to his excitement and anxiety. It's so fucking repulsive.
Whoa, that is so gross.
No one break into a space that isn't yours, guys. It's so scary.
Oh my God. It's so scary.
No burgling.
No,
this is an anti-burgle podcast.
No Hamburglers. Okay, so the next one is a drunk teacher kidnaps his own students and then has them drive him to Jack in the Box. So in Altadena, California, the coolest and craziest teacher on campus kidnapped three students on a Saturday night, held them at knife point until they took him to a Jack in the Box. One of the students called 911, and when the teacher saw a police helicopter, he made a break for it. He was arrested for kidnapping, false imprisonment, and criminal threats. Like...
Wow.
I also think he's mad at someone else. Like, again, there's something here that's misfiring for me. It's just like, you had to do this. Like, you needed Jack in the Box that bad.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't take an Uber or a cab. I don't know what year this was.
Not eat. Like, that's find a better.
Friend. Find a friend to take you. Don't hold kids at knife point.
Ask a student nicely. I mean, it's inappropriate, but did you have to abduct three with a knife?
Also, I love that they, in the article about it, they said the coolest / craziest. I would love to know what this guy was all about. Like, what was his vibe?
Yeah, was he, I'm trying to picture like, was he like Gene Simmons? You know, was he like that?
I would like to imagine that. Like, that's now how I'm going to see this guy. Yeah.
You know, or was he like Andy Dick? You know,
ooh,
David Spade?
Creepy.
Like, what kind of like crazy,
what kind of whack job,
wacky like, teacher was this?
Is he like drunk when he's teaching? Does he let the
is
kids
he like Chelsea
like,
Handler?
Smoke pot?
Like, that would be fun.
Yeah. It's like, who knows? Craziest
Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, a Borat's your teacher?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very into that.
Me too.
Okay, next one is a customer punches a fast food server after she fails to tell him to have a nice day. This was in Wendy's in 2007. Because apparently the Wendy's employees are supposed to say, have a nice day. He didn't hear it. So he punched a female window worker.
Oh, my God. And we're also anti-punching on this podcast, right? Like, we don't want to punch
people. It's just, you're right. It's people are having a bad day.
That's
and
external.
These poor employees working at these fast food restaurants making unlivable wages or just getting in the crossfire.
It's so disgusting to mistreat anyone who's trying to serve you food. You know, yes. anyone. Don't mistreat anyone, but like especially people who do jobs like that, who are frontline workers that we relied on through the entire pandemic. It's really like a despicable thing. And I, when I was still in my dating days, I remember a date where he treated a server poorly, and it was the most instant ick factor that I
had.
And I got up and I followed them and I like around a wall, like apologized. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is a first date. I'm like mortified.
Oh my God.
And, that is, you know, truly, I never wanted to see them. I wanted it to end right there. It was so disgusting.
That's like the number one red flag. Like if you ask me what a red flags are for a potential partner, I think that's the first one that always comes to mind for me.
Yeah. It's horrible. Bad. That not putting a shopping cart back unless there's emergency.
It's so specific, but I love it.
Well, because I'm going to give people caveats. Like if someone fell and hurt their ankle at the grocery store, then maybe you needed the cart to get back to your car and I don't expect you to put it back.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure people would be happy to help you. But I see people that are just so lazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't make someone's job harder. You just know do what your part.
Another immediate red flag, which is kind of the same thing, littering. Like, who litters?
Me and Matt were just talking about this because we were in a parking lot and we saw a woman roll down her window and throw out like a handful of napkins. And then she walked into CVS where there were like three trash cans near the front door.
What?
And she was parked right. And we were like, what is wrong with people? Like, that is a crazy thing to do. Littering is a crazy thing to do. I can't
Littering
even believe
is
people
crazy.
Do it.
Have
you seen
mind.
Those videos? They're probably all staged, but it's like someone throws something out of their car and then somebody like walks up next to them and throws it back
in
their car.
Yeah.
They're I wanted to put it on her windshield, like under the windshield wiper, but I was like, COVID, it's like napkins. I just can't. I don't want to touch anyone's
safety
like,
first.
Like
you're
wet.
Nasty.
Yeah. No, safety first. But I was really, I threw a lot of weird energy at her as I saw it.
That shit makes me so mad.
Dude, I know.
Don't
and
litter.
People who
we're
don't
a,
pick up after their dogs, that's pretty bad too.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up after your dog.
There's some dog shit that was right at our apartment complex today, right in the walking path. I was like, what?
Everyone gets like one or two slip ups a year because I've literally been the person who's out of bags. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't. Because like we have a little dispenser thing on the leash and you pull a bag out and like you don't know. You know when there's none left, but dogs go more than once on walks sometimes. So like it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. So it's like you get one or two a year where it's like it happened. Shit happens. But
happens.
If that's a thing you do, no.
You need to reevaluate.
Out of the neighborhood.
Okay. I'm going to end on something that really wraps everything up. And Melody Duchesne, a woman who really wanted to start her year off fresh. This is on New Year's Day with some McNuggets. Ended up punching two McDonald's employees when they told her that McNuggets were not being served with breakfast.
Oh. So this is the opposite from my On the Stand. She
yeah,
couldn't
this is
get
a reverse
lunch
Jared.
For breakfast.
She
yeah.
couldn't get a McNugget for breakfast.
Oh,
you know,
my,
Del
so
Taco,
she punched.
Del Taco's mastered this because they do both 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Del Taco's got options.
Breakfast
that's for
and
damn sure.
their regular food 24/7.
I mean,
that's what's up.
That's
smart.
Safe.
And it keeps people safe. There's no punching involved.
There's no punching. All right. Well, that's all the bizarre crimes that I found at fast food establishments. These people were bad. They were bad. This might have been the worst thing that they ever did. So next up, we're going to hear the worst things that you people have ever done.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hello, firsty worsties. It's your second favorite segment of Killing Time. Ready to go. Feel good about the bad things you do. We'll cheer you up. Realize that there's worse evil in the world than you. And everything's going to be okay. And if you've called, you probably feel bad for what you did. So you're already a better person. So this is some good stuff. All right, we're going to get started. Let's go.
Hey, Lex, Jack, and Jared. I'm calling in to tell you my worsty firsty. So it's probably not the worst thing I've ever done, but we're going to go with it anyway. When I was a freshman in college, I had these two best friends, and one of them decided it would be a good idea to play a prank on me. So the two of them blew up a bunch of condoms and put them all over my bed, which was honestly pretty funny, except some of them were the condoms that have lube in them, so it kind of put some gross residue on my bed, which I was not happy about. But they wrote scandalous messages on these blown up condom balloons as well. So then me and one of those two friends decided we were going to prank that other friend, because we all needed to make it even. So we decided we were going to find a college paperwork that had the college letterhead on it, and we copy and pasted and put the letterhead into our own makeup letter, in which we described how our friend needed to immediately leave her dorm, and she was going to move into a different dorm, and we told her a different floor, we gave her a new roommate, and then we had it signed off on, copying and pasting the signature of, like, the dean of the college. So our letter looked really, really official. So we gave it to her, and we allowed her to start packing up her entire dorm and putting everything in boxes and putting all of her clothes away, and she was so mad because she couldn't live on the same floor as us anymore and that she had to bring all of her stuff downstairs and she didn't want a new roommate. And we let her get kind of far in her packing before we were like, just kidding, you don't have to move at all, and now you have to put away all the things that you packed up. And she was pretty mad at us, but, I mean, a prank is a prank. It's even. So then, you know, she didn't talk to us for like 2 days. But that's okay. And then the third one got a prank by, we took her mattress and dragged it out into the hallway. And I think we put it in the laundry room and just, like, didn't give her mattress for a hot minute. So, you know, good wholesome prank college times. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
All right. First of all, I love how maniacal the get back prank was, where you're literally, like, Da Vinci coding this college letter using technology beyond your college years, hyperimposing the dean's real signature from one letter onto a letterhead that you typed up. And you, I love this because it's so masterful.
There's so many aspects to it. There's fraud, there's identity theft, there's, I don't know what
else. An emotional roller coaster.
An emotional roller coaster. Like, I don't know what kind of trouble you could have actually got into if they figured out that you were copy and pasting a signature of the dean.
Forging the dean's signature, maybe not the best move, but
maybe
you know
not
what?
The best move. But, like, honestly, I do really appreciate people that take pranks seriously and they follow through with them, because I think I'm too lazy to actually, you know, go through this whole process and make sure it's all planned out. Like, I'd get too, you know, distracted and uninterested. So I really do appreciate all the time and effort that she put into this.
Jared, any thoughts?
I just think, like, like Jack said, if you're going to do something, do it 100%. I wish I could commit to most things, but you know what? Like, the fact that you stuck it out and you went all in, like, I'll give you an A for effort.
Fuck yeah.
I love this. And I also love a victimless crime.
Yes.
Honestly, they didn't hurt you that bad with the condoms, but yo, you got her good. But she didn't really have to get a new roommate. If she really did, that would have been sad.
Yeah.
But victimless crime. Victimless. Everyone gets a little mad when they get tricked.
Love it.
Love this.
Hi, Alexis, Jack, and Jared. You guys just played my firsty worsty today, so it inspired me to call in and give you some more content. When I was like 5 years old, I remember the age because I was in kindergarten. Our teacher was the nicest woman on the planet, and she had this box of prizes that she would give us if we did something good, or maybe, you know, got a good grade, or, you know, traced our letters properly. I don't really remember what it was, but it was a prize box. And I didn't typically get prizes because I wasn't the most intelligent 5-year-old in that classroom. So I was really jealous. So one day, I can't remember if it was at recess or something, but I snuck into her classroom when nobody else was there. And I went into the box and I took this POG that I wanted really bad. Don't remember what it looked like. Don't remember if it was a POG, a slammer, what have you, but I really wanted it. So I took it. I brought it home and I immediately felt so, so terribly guilty. And I told my mom. My mom made me tell my teacher. And like I said, my teacher was the nicest woman in the world and she let me keep it. So that is my first experience being a klepto as a young child. Not as good as Alexis's JCPenney story, but I also have a JCPenney story of my own. So maybe I'll call back with that one day. Thank you guys. Love you so much. Bye.
The great POG caper. And then with like a noble, like leader who's just like, yes, and you were honest, so you keep the POG.
I know. Which,
best possible outcome, honestly.
I know, but does that teach? Did that teach her at a young age?
I think that's compassion.
That
I
you
think,
can steal.
Well, the fact that she felt bad, I think it's rewarding for telling the truth.
I agree.
And like, I think with a 5-year-old, it's like that probably worked because you sound like kind of nice, and like this is a big deal to you. So I don't think you went on to steal and commit grand larceny.
You carried this with you. Like, you're telling the story now. Like, how long ago did this happen? You know, like,
she was 5.
And, you know, with POGs, the name of the game is to steal other people's POGs. Like, if you defeat somebody, you win those POGs from them. So,
you know, the POGs owners kind of go all over the place. So the POG, whoever had the POG has, before probably didn't have it a long time. The
POG has no true owner. That's what I always say.
Yes.
You know, it's like a full POG moment. Get it?
No.
Like a full circle moment. That's
POG. POG in the circle, yeah.
Oh, yes. I do get it. Okay, well, I think is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Now, Lex, what are we doing for the end of this episode? Are we having a stanza? Do we have a clip?
We have a clip, but it's really exciting, given the content.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT. I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot. Keep the cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot, easy, McD. Cool, crisp, LT. McD.
So for everybody who just listened, if it's not clear from that sweet, sweet voice, George Costanza, well, Jason Alexander did a commercial for McDonald's as George Costanza.
Was that as George Costanza?
I think it was supposed to be as George Costanza. That's how it was advertised on YouTube.
Really? I think it might have just been Jason Alexander, but that commercial... it left me speechless. It was iconic and I loved it so much. And then I felt like it went on too long.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I had two thoughts. One, it's so strange to see George Costanza in a show tunes sort of mode.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't. That's why I don't think it was George Costanza. Maybe it's Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Well, regardless,
he's George to us. Yeah, he's our George.
He's everyone's George, right? So like seeing him doing a song and dance is like, it feels like watching a dog like walk on its back legs. Like,
might I say, he's a nimble man.
He's
very more than I thought.
He should go on like Broadway.
Yeah,
I'm sure he probably has.
People can't see it, but he literally kind of like slithers his way into every shot and then somehow like wiggles out of them for the next, like when they cut, he's so
fluid. He's a true performer.
Like, he's gracefully holding this burger and spinning around with no, like, he's not losing any patties or fries. It's just like he's perfect. He's a perfect specimen. He moves like a snake.
I can't believe that.
My second thought is that was a very long song.
No, there is a point in that commercial that it should have ended, and then they start going on to another verse. I'm like, it should have ended, and then he's like, it's a good, and they're all together. Like, in the commercial, the women sing, and they're kind of, it's sort of like West Side Story, like, they're singing on one side, and then the guys are singing on the other side, and then they come together, and they're like, da-da-da, and that's where it should have ended, but then they're like, da-da-da, like, all together.
I wonder if we can put this on our Instagram story. They might flag it, but we'll, who cares?
We should do it anyways.
We'll just take it down.
Yeah, I love it.
You guys need to see this.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Well, this is a good episode.
It's a summer of George.
Summer of George.
Yes.
Stay away from roadside barbecue stands.
Bye, friends.
Bye.